We're continuing our study together through the Gospel of John and the I Am sayings of Jesus that are found there. We're kind of on the home stretch. I'd like to begin today by telling you about three maps. The first was a map of. My best friend in elementary school had a map on the wall of his bedroom. I coveted that map. I was young, you'll forgive me. I didn't know what coveting was back in those days. But I wanted one. It was a map of Disneyland. It even had on that map a couple of rides that were in the process of being built. One called It's a Small World and another one called Pirates of the Caribbean. Many of you are too young to know that those actually were built at some point. They haven't always existed. When sometime later my own family made their own pilgrimage to the Magic Kingdom, that was the one souvenir I wanted to bring back, and my parents said it was okay, and so I brought back this little rolled-up map of Disneyland, and it appeared on my wall for a while. I looked at my friend's map, and I hoped maybe someday my family would go there. I hoped that someday maybe I'd have a map like that. I looked at my own map, and I remembered. I remembered the fun times that I had with my family when we were there. And that map reminded me that there is, in fact, a happiest place on earth. Second map is a map from. This map was scribbled on the back of some crumpled binder paper. It was a map of my son Peter's classrooms at his junior high. Now, any of you who know Peter know that that must have been a long time ago. But I remember. This map was complete with arrows connecting the dots through the maze in the correct order for parents' night, so that Danelle and I could make our way from one of his classes to the next, and talk to his teachers. Now, this map worked because it came from one who could say, "This is my place." And so could give us good information. The third map was a map two. It came from AAA. It was a map of Reno that showed how to get to different places in the city of Reno. We, Danelle and I, used this map when we first arrived here in Reno 29 years ago-ish to go to some new friends' home for dinner. We didn't really know the city all that well at that point, so we used our map. They lived in a gated community. We sat at the gate waiting for them to ring us in. We called. No gate opening. We called again and talked to them. No gate opening. We did that several times. Finally, the host went to the gate to see what was the matter. I know, it was really tragic. And we weren't there. Here's the problem. We were on the right road, but at the other gate, because on the year-old map we were using, Reno was changing a lot in those days, still is, the upper section of the road we were on didn't exist on the map we had. So according to that map, we couldn't be where we are. It's amazing how many difficulties confront you when you're in a place that doesn't exist. So the map didn't help us at the end of our trip, but then we got something better. Our host drove to the other gate, found us, and then escorted us in. How do you get to heaven? Is there a map to heaven that we can count on? Most of the world's maps don't include roads to heaven. I've looked. I've been at AAA and looked through all their maps that you can get. Never found one that said heaven. They do, by the way, have ones that claim this is a map to heaven. You know, people that live in tourist towns like ours like you to believe, come here and you can experience heaven. Many of the world's maps will tell you that heaven doesn't exist. Is there a map from heaven? Is there anybody from there who can say, this is my place, and so give us good information, something true and accurate that will help us? Is there a map of heaven? Something we can look at and then hope. Something that helps us to know there is a place for us. A good place. The best place. When we're done here on earth. When we trust in Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way and the truth and the life, we get something like three maps in one. A map to heaven, a map from heaven, and a map of heaven. Our text for today is John 14, verses 1 through 7. Who does Jesus think he is? Listen, once again, as he tells us, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Let's pray. Lord God, once again, we ask that you would illumine our minds, fill our hearts, speak your word to us, and make us able to receive it. And then, as Chris prayed earlier, to live into it for your glory and for our edification and fulfillment. And we pray this in your name and for your sake. Amen. When we trust in Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way and the truth and the life, we get something like three maps in one. A map to heaven, a map from heaven, and a map of heaven. Here is the starting point in this apocalyptic curtain drawing upper room just before crucifixion encounter between Jesus and his disciples. Not with the question, how to get to heaven. Instead, Jesus begins with where the disciples were then and where we are now, in a real and really broken world, hearing the command of God in Christ. What does he say at the beginning? Don't let your heart be, by design, by definition, or by decision, troubled. Instead, trust in God. Trust also in me, Jesus says. This is a great place to start, actually. You can give your hearts to fear and trouble, it seems Jesus is saying, or you can give them to me. There is a logical reason to start here. Jesus is saying, in effect, if you will not trust me, it doesn't matter how much truth I share with you. Choose to trust in God. Choose to trust in God the Son, Jesus Christ. And three maps will begin to show themselves to you. Three maps in one person. For Jesus is, for us, a map to heaven, a map from heaven, and a map of heaven. But you will see one other thing first. That there is a heaven at all. And this is the ending point for followers of Jesus. Good news for those who will believe it. Where we hope to arrive, enjoying the promises of God in Christ today and forever, is a real place. There is a place to stay. God's house, heaven, glory. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. There is union. He says, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know, I've been told, and I haven't really seen anything that leads me to believe otherwise, this is the goal of virtually all religious systems. Union with God. If we work hard at it, they tell us, if we follow the rules and keep ourselves on the righteous road, we can get there. Different religious systems suggest different rules to follow, but the basic religious idea is the same. Be righteous, follow faithfully, do what is good, and shun evil, and you can get yourself to Nirvana, to Valhalla, to Vaikuntha, to Elysium, to the other world, to Tion, to the fields of Aru, to paradise, to heaven. Jesus promises such union with God, but his is a different way. When we trust in Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life," we get something like three maps in one: a map to heaven, a map from heaven, and a map of heaven. Jesus tells us of the real bridge from one to the other, from the starting point of trusting in God to the ending point of arriving in heaven, an ultimate, irreversible, eternal union with God. It is not, as most religious systems tell us, our own good works that provide that bridge. Purging out our sin and error and making ourselves worthy of divine enlightenment. It is Jesus himself. This is where Jesus Christ has promised to be for us. This is where Jesus the Messiah reveals himself to be for us. I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is better than a map to heaven. He is the way we must find, which actually finds us. Jesus is the mediator between us and God, between us and God's house, heaven, union. Jesus is also our transportation, which makes him better than a map, better than a car. He's the driver. He's the guide who is with us. I will come again and will take you to myself, he says. He doesn't say, I'll give you more information so you have a better chance of reading the map. He says, I will come and I will take you to myself. He says, you know the way to where I am going. And then Thomas, good old Thomas, says, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? It's like Thomas is looking for that map from SSS, Saint Salvation System. Notice how Jesus responds. We can't know where it is because we don't know where you're going. You haven't told us. I can't find it on our maps. And what does Jesus say? I am the way and the truth and the life. He is the way. Follow him through the land of unlikeness. You will see rare beasts and have unique adventures. Jesus is the map from heaven, the truth we must know. Jesus is the mediator between us and God's revelation. He is the way because there is truth, and he is it. Heaven is his place, and so all the rest of creation is as well. So he gives good information, what is true and accurate and so helpful to us when we follow it. He is the truth. Seek him in the kingdom of anxiety. You will come to a great city that has expected your return for years. Now note, truth is exclusive. Very countercultural. We live in a culture that doesn't like exclusive things except whatever they're telling us at the moment. He says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Anyone confused about what he means by that? I think what he means by that is no one comes to the Father except through him. There is no other way. Jesus will guide us to what is good, ultimately to heaven, if we will take him, trust him on his terms rather than on our own. That's a very important thing for us to bear in mind in a culture that encourages us to force everybody and everything to bow to our way, what we want, and to say no to anything that wants us to accept it on their terms rather than on our own. But this is a very good idea when dealing with life and death issues. Does the man hanging off the cliff say to the rescuer throwing the rope, "Excuse me, got anything in a different color or maybe a little softer?" Then we must affirm that he is not a way, but the way, the truth, the life. Finally, Jesus is the map of heaven, the life we must have. Jesus is the mediator between us and God's salvation. Jesus is the way because there is life, and it comes from him and leads to him. Jesus gives us a trustworthy picture of what this life, real life, eternal life, life in heaven, looks like. So, put the person of Jesus up on the wall of your mind. Remember the stories of healing and helping and love and giving and justice and righteousness. See in him real life, life like we all want to have. Peace and joy and love and goodness and truth, impervious to the assaults of petty hatred, hard-hearted misunderstanding, and foolish opposition. See what you can of the man from heaven, the Son of God, the Lord and Savior, the one who dared to say things like, "Before Abraham was, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life." See him like a whole world's best souvenir from heaven, and know he is preparing a place there for the likes of us. And hope for wonders beyond what we can know or imagine that God has in store for us. He is the life. Love him in the world of the flesh, and your marriage, all its occasions shall dance for joy. Let me close with a quote from a favorite author of mine, Thomas A. Kempis, and his little book called The Imitation of Christ, which he wrote back in the 15th century. And he said this: "Follow thou me, I am the way and the truth and the life. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. I am the way which thou must follow, the truth which thou must believe, the life for which thou must hope. I am the inviolable way, the infallible truth, the never-ending life. I am the straightest way, the sovereign truth, life true, life blessed, life uncreated. If thou remain in my way, thou shalt know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, and you shall lay hold on eternal life." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you showed us and continue to show us who you know yourself to be, who you are. Lord, help us to agree with you and then follow accordingly. Lord, help us to find in you the one that we need to follow, the only one that we can follow into real and everlasting life. Pray these things in your name and for your sake. Hear us, Lord, now as we pray for one another. Lord, we pray for those who have asked us to pray for them, for our pastor nominating committee. We thank you for the encouragement that they've been receiving of late, some good signs. We pray that those would continue. Lord, we pray for those in need of healing, for Nancy and Joyce and Betty. Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, the Sandoval family, the Messimer family. We pray for our neighbors next door, for your blessings for them. We pray for your guidance, protection, and blessing for those serving in the military. Lord, hear us now as we share together in the special prayer that you taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, let's stand and sing our closing hymn. It's number 55.